This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president, alongside U.S. President Joe Biden, pleaded with U.S. lawmakers Tuesday to approve $61 billion in aid to the country as it continues to fight off a Russian invasion.
Biden vowed his continued support and said he wanted to see Ukraine win, and accused Republicans of playing into Moscow's hands by failing to pass the aid package.
This host of a Kremlin-run show said, "Well done, Republicans. That's good for us." That's a Russian speaking. If you're being celebrated by Russian propagandists, it might be time to rethink what you're doing. History will judge harshly those who turn their back on freedom's cause.
Zelensky continued to appeal for stronger air defenses and said his nation would not concede territory. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand a humanitarian ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
10 countries voted no on the ceasefire, including Israel and the U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says Hamas could be strengthened by a break.
So long as Hamas remains driven by its murderous ideology, any ceasefire right now would be temporary at the best and dangerous at worst.
The vote was a sign of support to end the war and of growing isolation of the U.S. and Israel.
We have one singular priority, only one, to save lives.
General Assembly President Dennis Francis says this is the unprecedented collapse of an already crumbling humanitarian system in real time.
In the name of humanity, I ask you all once again, stop this violence now.
I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. lawmakers, this is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers called for a tougher stance against Iran on Tuesday as the conflict between Israel and Hamas threatens to expand across the Middle East.
Just days after Iranian-backed Houthi rebels attacked the U.S. in the Red Sea, Iran's foreign minister warning the U.S. over its policy in Gaza Tuesday.
An uncontrollable and unpredictable explosion could take place at any time. This is what the Americans haven't realized until today. And if they don't realize it soon, the consequences will strongly affect the United States.
On Capitol Hill, Republican lawmakers saying the Biden administration's policies have encouraged Iranian aggression. U.S. lawmakers reintroduced H.R. 100 on Tuesday, expressing the U.S. Congress's support for a democratic, secular, and non-nuclear Iran. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The Dutch counterterrorism agency has raised the country's threat level alert to its second highest, saying the possibility of an attack in the country is now substantial.
The announcement marks the first time the threat level has been so high since the end of 2019 and comes a week after the European Union's Home Affairs Commissioner warned that the continent faces a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the Christmas period. The Dutch National Coordinator for Counterterrorism and Security also said in its threat assessment the violent conflict in Israel and the Palestinian territories, Quran desecrations in various European countries, and calls for attacks from terrorist organizations have increased the threat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Argentina on Tuesday announced a sharp devaluation of its currency and cuts to energy and transportation subsidies as part of a shock measure. The new president, Javier Milei, says are needed to deal with an economic emergency. The economic minister, Luis Caputo, said in a televised message the Argentina peso will be devalued by 50% to 800 to the U.S. dollar from 400 pesos to the dollar. For a few months, we're going to be worse than before, Caputo said, 2 days after the libertarian Milei was sworn in as president of the second largest economy in South America and immediately warned of tough measures ahead. A new compromise floated early Wednesday at the United Nations COP28 climate talks, calling for the world to eventually wean itself off planet-warming fossil fuels in a global rallying cry stronger than proposed days earlier. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.